Welcome to the Racing Air Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Barr, and I am waiting for my car to be serviced. So I have a little bit of time to make an episode out of the weekend that was the Saturday, March 16th, when I went to the CSRG David Love Memorial Vintage Races, or the David Love Vintage Races presented by the CSRG. And it was out at Sears Point International Raceway. That's what I call it. And got to see a bunch of amazing cars and also the amazing people that own the cars and are talkative about the cars. And so I was able to have some brief conversations with people about the cars. And then there's going to be some audio from Turn 2 that I was able to capture to add to the podcast. So for your listening pleasure, having some cars, racing cars coming through Turn 2 is like, I think Turn 2 is the best corner at Sears Point, in my opinion. And it's sort of the most dramatic, it's probably the most dramatic corner at Sears Point, because you're coming up the hill and then you have to take a right-hander that has no camber to help you, as David Hobbs will say, and you're sort of at the will of the revs of the engine and also the tire being able to grip the circuit. And actually Sears Point underwent a repaving of the circuit over the winter, and so this was the first event for the circuit to have a group of cars come out and put some rubber in the asphalt in the tarmac. And there was some significant I heard tire screeching coming through Turn 2, and I thought it was really something, and I hadn't heard that before. And I guess that's what happens when you get a circuit that's repaved, that's resurfaced to the cars that are competing during the event. So you're going to have some tire squealing. And so I thought that was awesome. So anyway, thanks again for listening to the Racing Air Podcast. And I do want to share, there was an email that I got a few days ago from feedspot.com, and the Racing Air Podcast is in the top 10 of California car podcasts. And so I got this nice email from Mr. Ajarwal, and he said that I was in the top 10 of his findings of his panelists that were able to decipher which podcasts were the best that were coming out of California. And so I thought that was nice. So I'm ranked number 6th. This podcast is ranked number 6th in California of all the car podcasts here in California. So that's pretty cool. So thank you so much for listening. And I had a great interview with Kim the Diesel Mechanic a couple weeks ago, and I posted that this week. And then there was the podcast that I put together for Lou Gallagher's family, and he actually passed away back in February, so I was sad to hear about that. But hopefully stuff coming along soon with another great episode here and there. So thanks so much for listening. This is the Racing Air Podcast Radio Network.
So I'm with a gentleman. Are you the driver of this?
No, that's 510.
Frank, he's the driver, yeah. The owner.
And okay.
I did the plumbing and electrical and mechanicals. My brother Jerry does the around the engine work and all that
cool.
Stuff. Somebody else built the engine, but yeah. This car was restored.
Yeah.
2022, we finished it.
Yeah.
And got it. Our first race, it won in 22.
Oh, really?
Second race it won, and last year it was finished second because it was other cars in the class, you know, and Porsche beat us up, you know, darn Porsches.
Oh, yeah?
You know.
Was it like a 911 or
no, it was an open cockpit car. I don't know, I'm not familiar with the model, you know.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, he zoomed by us, but it wasn't by much. When the race was ending, the Porsche was smoking, even though he's in front of us. He was leaning on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
This fun, been a fun little car. But
I love the 510s.
This is the smallest engine, so
yeah.
That's why he doesn't run with the other fellas. They have the bigger motors.
Uh-huh.
But lap times are good at things just as fast as they are.
Yeah. It's a 2.5 liter?
This is a 1600.
Oh, 1600.
This is a sewing machine in here.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's a little guy.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a little guy.
So that's what the engines were back then, was the 1.6?
Yeah, they were, when the cars first came out, they had smaller engines. And then they, as the life of the cars got greater, you know, they had the 2,000cc. And then the guys that race them, you know, they allow a certain amount of overbore.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing, you know.
Overbore, like,
well, yeah, when an engine,
cylinders are bigger.
Yeah, when you got to machine your engine, okay, you know, I need 20,000s overbore because your cylinder walls are going away. So the engines tend to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Some are bigger than others.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Of course, those guys won't tell you that.
Okay.
You know.
So what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Bill.
Bill from?
Livermore.
Livermore. All right.
Livermore.
I'm Trent. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Trent.
Great car, man.
Yeah, it's different. Well, I've been racing with him for about 3-4 years now.
Okay.
I came out of the stock car side of it. Stock cars for 15 years.
Really?
Winston Cup? Yeah. Crewed Waltrip's car.
Did you really?
Earnhardt's 95 car.
Oh, my gosh.
Dave Marcus's old Oldsmobile.
Oh, my gosh.
And Kulwicki's Hooters car.
Wow.
And one Bobby Allison car, but it didn't have the logos on it like you'd expect. It was a Racing Radio's Thunderbird, you know. So most
was
of my,
it back in the 80s?
No, these were vintage race cars, and it was from 2000 till about 3 years ago.
Oh.
So I've got a lot of experience with the stock cars.
That's,
you know,
cool.
And there's
cool.
Nothing stock about a stock car.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and, buddy of mine, you know who Rick Noop is?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Yeah, he actually drove a NASCAR back in the 80s it's like the year after he drove for Jim Busby in the IMSA Camel GT series.
All right, yeah.
The GTP 962, and then he went, and he was driving at Talladega behind Bobby Allison when that wreck happened.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable.
Yeah. And prior to that, I raced with Bill Meyer out of Hayward racing Mustangs. And Bill Meyer passed away last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I never got the notoriety he should have, but he was one heck of a driver.
Wow.
That man used the same gearbox for almost 20 years. That's how easy he was on a car.
Wow.
And we raced, my brother was an engine builder. We raced Trans Am Series, and we raced in Mexico City in 79. And,
wow.
And Jerry built a real wicked Boss 302.
Okay.
And so we moved on to this stuff. And so Frank's got this car.
Yeah.
He's got a Corvair powered, it's called a Piranha. They only made three of them.
Really?
We've got an Alfa Romeo at home, four-door. And we've got this gentleman here has got another car we're working on. It's a 79 Mercury Capri.
Really?
Yeah, Fox body.
Was that out here last year?
Yeah, it was.
Wait, I met you, didn't I?
Yeah, probably. Oh. We were parked over there.
Number 68 motorcraft?
Yeah, it used to be.
Oh, yeah, you and I talked.
It was originally built and owned,
and
owned by Don Lee from the Bay Area here.
Yeah.
And it has quite a history, regional car.
All right, so I'm with John Norman. How's it going this weekend? You got the GT3 out here?
Yeah, going good. Yeah, going real good. Yeah, we're happy with our performance. So we had a couple little issues. Got a slave cylinder, so we weren't able to shift it because it's got a dog ring box.
Oh, really?
So once you're moving, you can shift without the clutch.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's just getting going, but we got to resolve that.
Okay.
Other than that, it's real good. I mean.
I remember you used to drive the Julia. Is that one still doing
the GTV?
Yeah, the GTV.
It's a 2-liter GTV. I sold that.
Oh, you sold it? Really?
I sold it. Yeah. What? I like to say, the years caught up with me, and especially in that class now, it's gotten quite competitive.
Okay.
The B sedan class, and I was finding that the car was feeling okay, but the lap times were slowing down a little bit.
Right.
And I said, I wasn't having fun doing that.
Right.
And it was a fellow I know who's always loved the car, and he wanted to buy it, so I sold him. We've had this, we raced this in the NASSport series in the 90s and 2000, and put it away, and with the emergence of now Group 8, which is kind of a mixed bag, we put it back together and go out and have some fun. So it's not as competitive.
Okay.
But
we're still doing pretty good out there.
Still doing pretty good. It's fun. And normally there'll be some like Z cars or Porsches show up, but we kind of mix it up with them.
Okay.
So But, it, you know, we're having a good time.
So how's the new surface going?
Great.
Yeah, it's really good?
Yeah, it's good.
A lot of grip everywhere?
A lot of grip, yeah. It, okay. I'm looking at my tack, and it seems like every corner we're pulling another 300-400 RPM.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to watch it through turn two. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Good.
Thanks, John Thank Norman. You.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Here.
I'm fine.
Jean-Pierre, is that right?
That's correct.
So yes. How is the Panhard running this weekend?
The Panhard was running fine.
Okay, good.
But, I mean, I'm half French and half Polish, and I think it was the Polish mechanic who worked on the car.
Oh, yeah?
Because I left the bolts, the nuts from the front brakes loose.
Oh, sheesh.
So I lost 4 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I'm going to go to Ace or whatever, find the metric
bolts. Oh, really?
Bolts. Yeah.
Metric bolts.
Metric bolts.
Wow. Yes.
It's gonna be not a big deal.
Okay, okay. So how's the new circuit?
It's fantastic.
Really?
Oh yeah, it sticks. Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't find any problem with it.
Okay,
I mean,
that's good.
Yeah, but I don't have enough horsepower. I mean, to get in trouble. So.
Okay. Well, I love seeing it. Love talking to you.
Yeah.
Are you still with Cathay Pacific Airlines?
That's for the third time. I retired on the 5th of September last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they had a big plan for the station in Portland. I mean, they want to expand, and I was only a part-time job.
Okay.
And I didn't want to be a full-time guy, so I say okay, that's it.
I'm a huge fan of the Flight Radar 24 app.
Yeah,
in midair.
It's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah. So. It's very precise. I mean, this is not. Yeah. I'm flabbergasted sometimes when these people, they look at it, they say, hey, it's on the taxiway. I say, what?
Yeah, it's like you can see it in the air, too.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. God bless.
You're welcome.
Jean-Pierre, what was your last name?
Molérus.
Okay.
Molérus. Russe. Okay. Like Russian. Russe.
Okay.
Molérus.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I'm with Chris Shope. How's the Formula Ford going today, this weekend?
Oh, okay. There's been some incidents of the track being oiled.
Oh, really?
And because we're one group, it's one of us, and that's really too bad.
Oh,
because
darn.
It's really, it virtually eliminated one session, and we had a long wait for fewer laps this morning. But, you know, on the other hand, we're all out here getting to do this.
How's the new surface?
Oh boy, it's terrific.
That's good.
The grip is good.
Yeah.
It's smooth. It's just great. It's too bad it got oil dropped.
Oh darn it! All right. Well, hey, have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So how's it going out there?
It's great. It's a beautiful day.
A beautiful day?
Absolutely magnificent for motorsport.
Awesome. And you got the green with the new track surface?
Let's enjoy it while it's still here.
Okay.
The flowers are great. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Great
Race
to see you.
Race on.
Thank you. See ya. It's a Renault?
It is a Renault. Yes, it is.
Okay. I'd love
This is a Renault 16.
I'd love a Jeremy Clarkson explanation, if you don't mind.
So Renault 16. This is the very last of them here. This is the TX model with the Gordini head.
Uh-huh.
So this is the highest horsepower one they made.
And what was the horsepower?
These are about 100.
100, really?
Yeah.
So is this like it's a mid-70s car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They started making them in 65.
65, really?
And they made them up. They didn't import them here after 72, but they kept making them up to about 79 or 80.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And these are, both are the late ones.
Yes. Okay.
The higher horsepower. It's a little Hemi head they came up with.
Okay.
Gordini designed. It's brilliant.
Wow. Wow.
And four-wheel independent suspension with torsion bars all the way around. This is the car that the wheelbase is shorter on the right side than the left side.
Oh, right.
Because they stacked the torsion bars sideways, one in front of the other. It was very expedient for manufacturing.
Right. I saw the Grand Tour French car episode.
Yeah,
and they were James was talking about a car that had different measurements on one side versus the other.
You can't really tell. It's right. It's very well done. You can't.
Oh my gosh!
But if you look at the little dog leg there,
here,
yeah, right there.
Oh, okay.
Then go around the other side. Man, it's really, it's quite clever.
Oh my gosh.
That's 2.5 inches longer.
Oh my gosh, that is insane.
All aluminum, die-cast aluminum engine with wet liners.
Right.
Like a motorcycle.
Okay.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Very early die-cast.
Okay.
Brilliant. Lightweight.
Yeah.
It locks like 20 pounds.
I mean, okay.
Without anything in it, just like, here.
Okay. So is it front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive?
Oh, this is front-wheel drive. That's okay. That's the transaxle up in the front.
Okay. Wow.
This is one of the very first hatchbacks.
Uh-huh.
The first, but it was one of the very first.
Okay. 65. Now, are there French cars usually have the spare tire in the front?
Yeah, that's very typical, and actually you think that's goofy, but it does make a lot of sense.
Okay.
Because it's very quick to get this out of here. No tools, you just unstring that and it's out.
Yeah.
And then you can work on the engine or whatever.
Oh, my
and it's actually good for crashes, crush space too. So.
Okay, so like a protection, makes, extra protection?
I guess, you know.
Wow.
Either that or they're French and they just figured out, oh, wait, we have to have a spare? What are we going to do that? And so, we'll throw it in here.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one or the other.
Yeah. So, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Ray, and I'm from Salinas.
Salinas?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. The Renault 16.
Yeah, R16.
R16. Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
This engine, the earlier version of this engine for the Lotus Europa. You know what those are?
Yeah. That's the bread van one, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The bread van Lotus. This would have been the back bumper.
They
put the ring gear on the other side, and voila.
Oh.
Now you have a Lotus engine.
Wow.
How clever,
cool.
Huh?
That's cool.
And being lightweight, it worked out really well. Actually, the engine, the metallurgy is really good. They're almost indestructible if you don't overheat them.
Okay.
They don't tolerate that
at all. Now, you were able to drive them here from Salinas, right? You didn't have to transport them?
Another car, you drive them.
Okay. I just care.
No, these
I mean,
go,
it's like it looks
7580.
It looks precious to me, so that's why I asked.
It ride beautifully.
Okay.
No problem at all.
All right.
Now we just drove up from San Francisco this morning because they live in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
But I drove this up to their place yesterday, and then we both came up today.
Okay.
And I'll be going back on this in a day or two.
Okay. Do you know the color?
No, the
French blue.
I don't know.
Okay. And then the French sort of mocha color.
I don't know what we call that. Isn't that baby puke?
But oh, jeez.
It's unusual these days. No, it's true. It looks actually, it stands out because everything else has gotten to be boring. Everything's gray, white, and dark red.
I know,
So it's boring as hell.
Yeah, boring. All right. Thank you so much.
You're
appreciate it. Love seeing it. Oh, and here's the jack right here.
Hey, Jack, the wrench is underneath.
Oh, my gosh. I got to do a walk around on this one. So I'm with a gentleman named Tom. He owns a Nissan Skyline, or is it a Datsun Skyline?
83, so it's a Datsun Nissan Skyline.
Okay. And it's a four-cylinder turbo then?
It is.
Wow. Oh my gosh, look at those. Oh, he's going to pop the hood.
Other than that, the manifold, everything except the injectors and turbo are old school. I tried to keep it 80s era correct. It's very cool.
Wow, I love that.
I'm jealous.
Don't be. It's like having kids.
Yeah.
They're cool when they're somebody else's.
Oh, can I see inside there?